In 1972, a young Taiwanese couple by the name of Fu Quan and Shu Mei moved from the countryside of Taiwan to the capital city, Taipei. Fu Quan had only $2 to his name, so he and his young bride moved into a trailer with another couple. Soon after that, they gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, me. The first time my dad saw me in the hospital, he said, "I will give this girl all the apples she will ever want." You see, at that time, Taiwan didn't produce apples, so all the apples were imported from the United States, and they cost about $4 or $5 each. My mom told me this story hundreds of times. Sometimes she tells me the story to show me how much my dad loves me, but most times she tells me the story to tell me what an ungrateful daughter that I am. Forward to 2004. I was 32. I had been living in the United States, the land of apples, for 14 years. I was single and a self-proclaimed professional dater. I started doing personal ads in 1991, so by 2004, that's 13 years. At least 80 dates a year, that's 1,040 dates. I figured I must have gone out with all the guys that have personal ads in Baltimore, DC, and probably Northern Virginia. And I'm sure some of them are sitting here tonight. So it was time for me to branch out, but where to? Well, you know how people always talk about there are a lot of men in New York? So that's where I figured I should go next. So I started talking to the Soho tattoo artist. His name was Sky. And like his name, he was cool and not bound by the society's rules at all. In other words, he's the kind of bad boy that your mama and my mama warned us about, and that made him so deliciously irresistible. So I went up to New York to meet Sky, and to my surprise, he was very sweet and very nice. What a disappointment. I mean, I spent the entire day with him, and I was so bored. So finally, it was time for the "it's not you, it's me" speech. But just before then, Sky said, "By the way, there's a really nice French restaurant in East Village. I would really like to take you there." I was really hungry at that point, so I could give the speech before dinner, or I could give the same speech after some frog and Chardonnay. What's a hungry girl to do? So I needed time to think. So I went into the bathroom to think. While I was in the bathroom, I remember this other guy who commented on a blog that I wrote on MySpace. His name was John. Not a very exciting name, not like Sky, but John lived in New York. So I called him up and said, "Hey John, this is Erica from MySpace. Can you come save me?" So of course, when I got out of the bathroom, I had to tell Sky the terrible news that a very good friend of mine, whom I hadn't seen in a very long time, would just so happen to be in New York for one night and one night only. Bore the odds, I had to go meet him for dinner. So of course, Sky said, "Well, I'll wait for him with you." Awkward. So when John showed up, I had to give him the biggest hug, because, you know, we're supposed to be good friends and all. And bye-bye, Sky. And after that, John pulled out this 8-pound, I'm not exaggerating, 8-pound bag of Reese's Pieces that he had gotten from Toys R Us. Okay, John's like the skinniest guy you will ever meet in a developed country. So I don't know where he was hiding the candy. And then he just handed it to me and said, "You want some?" And I looked at him and I said, "Boy, where have you been all my life?" I was really hungry. A few months later, I was going home to Taiwan for a visit. Of course, I waited until the night before to call my parents up and say, "Hey, guess what? I'm bringing home an American white boy. Yay!" And my dad's reaction was, "What? What is some American thing that you do? You don't tell your parents anything? He can't stay with us. We know nothing about him. He can't travel with us. What will people say?" So of course, being their daughter, ungrateful daughter, I had the perfect comeback all prepared. So I said, "See? See, this is why I don't tell you anything, because you always overreact." Terrible things were said between my dad and I. Finally, my mom had to get on the phone. She was more rational. So she said, "Okay, hon, what does he do for a living?" "He's an aspiring actor living in New York, Mom." "Oh my God, he doesn't even have a job!" Now she's furious. Can you at least tell people that he's a lawyer? Chinese people and their saving face. No, Mom, I will not tell such a lie. He's coming home with me the way he is. So the whole flight back home, I was very nervous. I didn't know if my parents had forgiven me. I didn't know if they would ever accept John. And I didn't even know if they would show up at the airport. So after the baggage claim in Taipei Airport, there's a sliding door. And when the door slowly opened, my heart just stopped. There they were. A lot older than I remember. I hadn't seen them in a few years. Much smaller, too. But there's my dad waving his arm frantically, afraid that we might not see him. And there's my mom holding something in her hand. I couldn't see what it was. My dad opened his arm and said, John, welcome to Taiwan. And now I could see what my mom had in her hand. She had spent the entire day making sticky rice and guava because she knew John would be very hungry after the long flight. So she pushed the whole thing to John and said, eat, eat, thank you, welcome. All the English words that she knew. That's when I know, John wasn't about to just date me. He was going to have to date my parents. Over the next month, John would travel everywhere in Taiwan with us, and everywhere we went, people would bring out the best local dishes. But just in case, they always told him, okay, if you don't like it, there's a McDonald's nearby. But John ate everything. I mean, he had fish head, fried pig intestines, meat, jello, yum. And that, for some reason, made my parents so happy. And what made them even more in love with him was the way how he lined up the chicken bones and the fish bones, by size, of course. And since I've never organized anything in my life, they were sure that he was going to be the perfect man for me. After 1,041 dates, I finally found what I was looking for. Someone who would eat fried pig intestines because I said, trust me, it's good. At our wedding banquet, we had 10-course meals for our guests. Each course represents a different aspect of a perfect marriage. And for wedding favors, we gave each person a tube of Reese's Pieces and an apple cake. We wanted everyone to taste the food that taught us love.